Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
You know, Mike and... not Mike. You're
well,
Mike.
Well, I am him.
You're Mike.
I am he.
You know those donuts right
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Matt and I have already each had two.
I see that.
You haven't had one.
No, I was saving them for tonight.
I didn't save. I went ahead. I was hungry.
You went ahead and have one.
I was hungry.
You're not going to have one now,
it's
though.
It's our 25th episode. I'm tired and I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
25th.
Oh.
Greetings.
Is the show on right now?
Greetings, everyone.
Oh, here it is.
25th episode, Action Features.
25.
We're 25. That's a quarter of 100.
That's insane.
That's a fourth of 100.
That's a quarter of a century.
And so we've reached
our
goal.
A quarter of a century. So we can call it quits.
And so tonight is actually our last
episode. The final
episode
yep. of Action Features.
You're supposed to usually...
Our springs are broken.
Usually fight me on that.
It's Action Features.
Usually fight me on that.
Yeah, I didn't fight you this time. I'm tired
I guess
of
what
it.
We're in. We're
I'm sick
we're,
of it. Yeah.
Calling it quits. Maybe I'll just get a new host.
Maybe you
I'll
will.
I'll get a new co-host.
Maybe you will.
Continue.
Maybe you won't.
Who knows?
Maybe no one else will work with you. So for our 25th episode, Mike and I thought it would be fun to take a trip back 25 years.
That's right.
To 1987 and check in on ourselves back then.
What happened in 1987?
See what kind of trouble we were getting into back then. What kind of stuff we were digging on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What were the kids getting into?
What was everybody digging on back then?
Yeah.
What was fresh?
What was hot?
What was hot back then?
What was not?
So how are we going to get back?
If we had a like some sort of time vehicle.
Like a DeLorean?
You know what? That would be perfect.
Let's
because the
it.
Stainless steel construction would be make it. Let's get in. Buckle up. Flux capacitor. Fluxing.
I've got the plutoniums. Back. Let's see if those can do 90.
Let's see if these bees can do 90. That's what I was going to say.
If they can do 90.
Let's see if those bees can do 90. Bee words.
The sound effect is taking way too long.
No, it's great. It takes time to time travel. You can't just be there in a flash.
It's probably really loud.
It's loud, I think. It's good, though. It's maxing out. It's clipping a little bit. It's loud to time travel. You can't just time travel with. Let it go. Oh, oh! It's jarring to go through time. Apparently. Oh.
Oh, I didn't
know
that music.
It's great. It's great. Okay.
Well, we're here. Whew. We're here.
There we are in 1987.
This place is nice.
You know what? Things aren't so bad here.
1987's pretty hot.
You know what? I like 1987. It's fresh.
I do, too. I didn't realize that 1987 was as awesome as it is.
It is pretty awesome.
So what should we do first while we're here?
Let's head over to the cinema.
Let's head over to the movie theater.
Let's see what they're playing.
What kind of films came out? I can't remember 1987. It's 25 years ago.
I never think about 1987 myself.
It was probably a waste, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. Wrong.
Okay. Well, let's play him.
It's a good thing
that Cineplex.
It's a good thing that we brought these.
Looks like these donuts.
We
still made
donuts.
It the time travel
into the
experiment.
Into the time machine.
Oh, looks like these limited edition Pringles, Frank's Red Hot Chili and Lime made it too.
Oh my goodness. We can't let anybody in 1987 see these.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're gonna freak out.
It's future food.
You could upset the time space time continuum.
Yeah.
Don't let them see those Tabasco Pringles.
These are horrible.
They're not very good.
Okay, quick recommendation from the past. Don't pick up the Pringles, Frank's Red Hot Chili and Lime potato chips. I'm eating them just because we're at the bottom. And they're here in 1987.
I think it's the lime that throws them off a little bit.
That's not good.
It's not very good.
That's
this
good.
Donut is delicious, though.
Yeah, that's good.
And back in 1987, they don't have the crumb top donuts.
You could leave those here. Expiration date isn't until... sometime in 2012.
So I'm going to leave these here.
Leave them here.
For us.
Yeah.
To pick up later so we don't have to
yeah.
pay for them then.
No problem, dude.
That's
where
right.
do you think I got them from today?
Oh.
I got them from the past, where we left them.
I see.
Yep. Pretty sweet.
It's not
I remember doing
it's
this.
It's not complicated at
yeah.
all either.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Well, here we are at the theater.
What's playing?
Well, looks like Michael J. Fox has another hit out. Secret of My Success.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Did he play guitar in that?
I think so.
I think he played some guitar in that. It was like a Joan Jett type song.
He worked his way up to the top.
Yeah.
Okay. But he wasn't supposed to because he was too young.
Yeah, he was too young.
Can't be the CEO of this company.
I haven't seen Secret of My Success in forever.
I haven't either. But you know what? It's good.
Yeah. It's a Michael J. Fox
80s
movie.
I think he gets with the boss's wife, too, or something.
Oh, does he?
Which is uncle. It's not his aunt. It's not his real aunt, but I don't remember what happens in that movie.
Let's skip that.
Also,
save our $3.
Yeah.
Our $3 movie ticket.
Let's not do that.
Let's not waste money on
Maybe we should spend our $3 on 3 men and a baby.
No. Remember that urban legend about the dead kid or whatever that was in that movie?
Uh-uh.
There's an urban legend about, like, a scene where you could supposedly could see a kid that died on the set, and it really is just a cardboard standee of, like, one of the actors.
I'm sick of those. Like they're the same thing with Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, with the stupid thing hanging, yeah. Urban legends.
Urban legends. Speaking of which, the movie Urban Legends came out in 1987.
I was going to say, it's not going to come out for a few years. Maybe we should try and stop that while we're back in 1987.
Yeah.
Stop those films from happening.
That's what we should do while we're here.
We should try and stop certain things from happening back while we're here. You know what? Let's not worry about
it.
Let's just have fun with all the stuff in 87.
Let's skip that. All right, there's a new Bond film out.
What's it called?
The Living Daylights.
Oh, well.
Starring Timothy Dalton.
T-Dalt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my least favorite Bond.
No.
I'm not going to tell you which one my least is, because you should have listened to the last episode.
That's right. You should know already.
What else you got on there?
What else? Batteries not included.
I'll see that.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
You have that on DVD.
I have it on DVD. But back now, people are like, DVD? What's DVD?
No, you can't tell people about DVD.
I can't tell anybody about it. I can't even play them back
here. You'll upset the space-time continuum.
I can't do anything with my DVDs.
But when I was a kid, here's something. I cried at Ernest Goes to Camp.
Really? During the turtle scene?
During the scene where he said, I'm sure I am glad it's raining, because he was crying because nobody accepted him in the camp or something.
Nobody liked him.
I was sad about that.
Plus, I think he accidentally gave the camp away somehow. Remember the developer guy?
Oh, there's always an evil developer.
He tries to translate, and he can't translate. And so he accidentally signs away the camp to the developer. That's the way it goes, dude.
It's a good thing I brought these with me because they don't have Snyder's of Hanover pretzels, sourdough pretzels in 1987.
I'll take one of those. I know a couple of films. I'm even looking at your list, but I want to mention a couple.
What?
Do you mind?
I'm not looking at the list. I'm looking at the marquee.
Oh, the marquee. I mean the list of movies at the
and the movie
cinema.
Posters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a big one for me. The 1987 that brought us the Masters of the Universe live action movie.
That's right. With Dolph Lundgren.
With Dolph Lundgren, which is amazing. It's a great film.
It's a good movie. It's very good.
Everybody that criticizes this movie, they don't know what they're talking about. I think everybody just jumps on the bandwagon of criticizing this movie, or because, it doesn't fit the canon. It's not the Filmation series. Oh, it's not the mini-comics. So what? It's its own thing.
There's so many different
He-Man canons. That what were they supposed to do? Were they supposed to do this, do that?
It's just a thing made up to sell toys. Go ahead and have fun with it. Put Dolph on there.
I don't want to get too much into it, but since we're back in 87, we don't waste our time.
No.
But let's one of these days, we should just do a whole thing.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, I really want to do one about that movie. I just got it on Blu-ray, which back now, they don't know what Blu-ray is.
No, don't say Blu-ray. Yeah. You'll ruin the space-time continuum.
I'm sorry. I got it on Betamax.
I
got it on Betamax.
Oh, good. Also, we could see Leonard Part 6 if we wanted to.
I'm really glad you mentioned this, because I was going to mention this one.
You know what's funny? We mentioned that a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm. It's 87.
Here it pops up.
These are really loud.
I know, that's why I picked them.
Wow.
Because last time we didn't have any snacks.
Oh my gosh, I feel bad, actually.
Oh, they're so good.
They're really good, but it's so loud.
Sourdough.
I know they had this back then.
No, they didn't.
Back here.
I had to bring them.
It's regular dough. They become sour as they go into the future.
That's right.
They've gone sour.
See, I brought these pretzels, regular pretzels, back into 1987 earlier today. Came back to 2012, picked them up from where I got them, and brought them back with us now to have sourdough.
So they can be sour. Man, it's super crunchy.
Crunchy.
Oh, man.
What else? What are we going to say about...
crunching.
What are we going to say about Leonard Part 6?
For anybody that hasn't seen Leonard Part 6... You should really go back and track down Leonard's Part 1 through 5. Oh, wait. No, you can't, because there is no Leonard's
can't do
Parts
that.
1 through 5.
We started Part 6.
Did I have to bring this in? Was I the one who brought it in the toy?
Somebody
the
did, yeah.
Ah,
Joe might have rented it.
Yeah, Leonard Part 6.
Leonard Part 6.
The Bill Cosby spy movie that nobody should see.
All right, we spent too much time here.
G.I. Joe the movie, the cartoon movie, 1987.
Great. G.I. Joe the cartoon movie comes
out.
Great.
It's great.
Fantastic.
two things about that. I've already told the story where I ran home. I couldn't miss it. I had to see it on TV. So I'm like, I tell that story again. But you know about the, everybody knows about the Duke thing, right? Where Duke was originally dying in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that, right?
I think so.
Okay,
probably,
well,
not
Duke,
everybody.
Duke was originally supposed to die in that movie, right?
Yep.
But the backlash for Optimus Prime dying in Transformers caused them to go back and re-record lines, so it made it seem like Duke wasn't dying.
He got stabbed in the heart with a solidified
and he went into a
snake.
Coma. Pretty sure if you get stabbed in the heart, you're not going into a coma.
With a snake.
With a snake.
A snake spear.
A snake.
Through your heart.
And at the end of the movie, it's just a voiceover. Hey, guess what, everybody? Duke's got out of his coma. He's going to be A-okay. And it's like, wait a second.
Hold on.
Something's not right here.
Seems a little off.
Seems a little strange.
However, that movie got played. That VHS tape got worn out.
It's great.
I love it.
Opening sequence handled it's like some of the best G.I. Joe. It's the best G.I. Joe animation I think ever.
I agree.
Opening sequence is fantastic.
It has to be. Yeah. I agree. Oh, let's step over to an Odd Lot.
Handled by Larry Houston, who used to pencil the vintage He-Man mini comics. Just so everybody know that.
What's happening in Odd Lots?
What's happening over there?
It looks like a young Mike Beckett is going in with his grandmother. Let's see. Don't be seen by him, because you'll ruin me for now. You'll ruin me now. Look.
Hmm.
Well, he's picking up two toys. He's got a...
What's he got there?
G.I. Joe the Movie Action Figure 3-Pack. It's got Globulus, Nemesis Enforcer, and the Royal Guard.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What's that? What is he picking up in the other hand? It's a pack of army ants.
Oh. Don't.
He's set down the 3-pack. He set down the 3-pack, and he's picking up a blue pack and an orange pack of army ants. He can't decide between the colors.
No.
Don't do it. Oh, wait. He sets on those grandma. He's put them down. And he picked up the G.I. Joe 3-pack.
Oh.
Looks like he's going to buy it. We're good.
Oh, looks like James is also in this Big Lots.
Oh, what's he doing in Odd Lots?
He's picking up one of those Cobra Law 3-packs as well.
Is he?
Doesn't seem to have any money on him. But he does have a hit pack on. What? Is he tearing open that package in the aisle and looking around?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god. James is shoplifting the Cobra Law team. What's he doing?
Cobra Law!
The one and only time I've shoplifted as a kid was the Cobra Law team.
At least it was warranted.
I felt so bad afterwards. I felt so bad. I was like, why did I do this? Every time I looked at him, I thought I was going to get in trouble. Like,
yeah.
That somebody was going to come and get me.
The guilt.
The guilt was terrible.
Oh. Mine was paid for, but...
Mine wasn't.
I would have won it. You know what? I saw... I vaguely remember seeing an open pack.
Mm.
It wasn't yours.
It's probably me.
I think it still had some of the figures in it. So no. That was a great pack.
It was fantastic. I couldn't leave without it.
No.
Couldn't do it.
Because you probably weren't going to see it again.
Mm-mm.
Definitely weren't going to get it 20 years later in the G.I. Joe line.
No. Wait.
They made Globulus?
They made Nemesis Enforcer.
Yeah, but they didn't make Globulus.
They made Globulus, no.
I don't want just a Nemesis Enforcer.
I know.
I got to have...
Yeah.
I have them all. All right.
Man, we're spending a lot of time on movies.
A lot of time on movies. What?
We should move on to something else pretty soon. We got to get out of the Cineplex.
Let's go.
We haven't bought any tickets.
Let's get out of the Cineplex.
Wait a second. You got any Bruce Willis movies on there? Because I got to tie into something. Bruce Willis had something.
Death Wish 4, The Crackdown.
Oh, there we go. Bruce Willis. Speaking of which, Death Wish 4, the Crackdown. Isn't that the one with the soccer ball? Hey, Freddy.
That's five. It's five.
I'm going to help you with the dandruff problem.
Let me help you with the dandruff
Freddy
problem.
Freddy the Flake. Chad came in last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Chad, the brothers, Chad and Matt?
Yeah, I know.
He came in for a while last night. You were already gone.
Oh, I was here?
Yeah, you know, you were gone.
Oh, okay.
That was it. We talked about Death Wish a little
That's
bit.
That's good.
Okay. So anyway, we're in 87, so I'm not going to worry about
it. Before we move on from movies,
yeah.
Princess Bride came out in 1987.
Wow.
They just released the 25th anniversary DVD. It's a Blu-ray. Oh, it's a Blu-ray. I don't want to ruin this.
We call it something else. Call it a Red Beam.
Mm.
There we go.
They brought out the Red Beam.
The Red Beam.
Yeah.
The Red Beam's out.
Princess Bride, so check that out. Also, Spaceballs, Running Man, Superman 4, Teen Wolf 2, Over the Top.
Superman 4 was 87?
That's what I saw.
That's right. Wow.
Over the Top came out.
Man, a lot of good movies.
Lost Boys. RoboCop and Lethal Weapon.
All these great movies. RoboCop getting remade. Eh. All these great movies all in one year.
Yeah.
We don't have that anymore. We're getting all these These are films I would watch again and again and again.
Yep.
All of these movies.
Yep. I think it was RoboCop. After RoboCop 2 came out, I drew a poster. I told you about this. RoboCop 3.
Yeah.
It was a little it was a little shoddy. It was kind of plain. It was just RoboCop. But the tagline was, I was always thinking of like the next movie. So it was RoboCop 3 before RoboCop 3 was out. And the tagline was, don't wait till the middle of the movie to get popcorn.
I wish you still had this poster.
I might have it somewhere.
Leave it here in the past, and that'll be the movie poster.
That's a good idea. We'll have to get in contact with me.
Let's get out of the Cineplex.
All right, let's leave the Cineplex. Where are we going?
Head over to my house. We'll watch some television. Oh. Some television over here.
I wonder what's going to be on television.
Well.
Do you have a remote control?
The show Remote Control debuts.
Are you serious?
In 1987. So it's weird that you said that.
That is weird.
Remember that game show Remote Control?
It's
fantastic. That's what we're talking about right now. Remote Control. Remote Control. It was a game show. Where I'm talking about
the clicking device that changed the channel.
Yeah, we had remote control. Oh. Well, we had Time Warner or something, and it was actually like a big box. Yep. It was like on a cord, and you press the buttons along the side.
Sweet.
And the buttons along the bottom. It was neat.
1987.
Okay, so 87. Now it looks like James is excited about a premiere of his series.
Hmm.
He loves the first version of this series. And he's curious about what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Star Trek The Next Generation premieres in 1987.
I can't believe it's that old.
That's crazy, man.
I can't believe it's
25 years old.
I can't believe it.
25 years old. At the time that this premiered, at Star Trek The Next Generation, Star Trek the original was only 20 years old.
Yeah.
So, at this point now that we're talking, Star Trek The Next Generation is older than the original Star Trek was when Star Trek The Next Generation premiered.
Got it.
Just kind of crazy to think about.
That's because of the space-time continuum. Space-time
continuums. I was kind of, I liked Star Trek a lot as a kid, and I was a little bit concerned with this. I was like, oh, new Star Trek, that's going to be awesome. Spock and Kirk and all this stuff. And I saw the advertisements and thinking, I don't know about this.
Now you know about it.
I like it. It's not my favorite Star Trek, but
it got better after what?
The first couple seasons.
Seasons are a little rough.
They're pretty rough.
Then it gets better.
Gets better. And
I watched it a lot when I was younger, but not in 87. Into the 90s, I was watching.
Premiered in syndication.
Hmm.
Another of our favorites premieres in syndication in 1987. DuckTales.
I was going to say DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Can you believe DuckTales is 25 years old?
No, I can't.
That's insane.
But it feels like 25 years since I've seen it. So I can't.
Really?
I can't actually believe it. Yeah.
Okay. Fox gets a couple of big shows. Married with Children premieres in 1987, and the Tracy Ullman Show premieres, which isn't that important other than the fact that it has The Simpsons. So The Simpsons make their debut in 1987.
Hmm.
So both of those shows are happening.
Interesting.
In 87.
You know what else happened in 80? You know what else is happening in 87?
On television?
Yeah.
On the boob tube.
It's
It's
the late 80s. Okay, so you're probably into dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are popular.
I'm talking about dino...
Saucers.
I have it written down.
Dinosaurs.
I'm also seeing it on the television.
You're still watching it. You're changing the channel.
Yeah, I've seen it pops up. Dinosaurs!
Yeah.
Dinosaurs!
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long was that on?
I don't know, maybe a season or so?
I think so, because I only saw a couple episodes.
There was going to be a toy line.
There
too,
was.
We talked about
it. Yeah, supposed to be.
Max Headroom premieres.
Remember Max Headroom? What do you mean?
Yeah.
If you guys can see it, I was twitching my head a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what? We should tell people in 1987 that Max Headroom is going to be referenced in the movie Batman and Robin when Alfred takes over the computer, and we should tell them to kill Joel Schumacher, spend the next 25 years trying to get rid of that
dude. Make sure this doesn't happen.
Get rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah, we know Lost Boys comes out this year.
Yeah.
You should end it right there.
Wait till after it comes out and then...
Then end it.
Awesome.
Get out of here. Couple shows that my mom used to really like to watch, and therefore I used to really like to watch, premiere this year. Unsolved Mysteries, hosted by Robert Stack, and Rescue 911, hosted by William Shatner. Look at that. 1987.
I can't believe that you have to call 911 still. I would just use my communication device.
Good. That's a Robert Stack impersonation, right? You got the show wrong. That was Robert Stack, right?
Nope.
Oh.
That's my William Shatner.
Oh,
it's really good.
All right. Blaze's favorite television show premieres this year. You care to guess what it is?
It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nope. Full House.
Full House is Blaze's favorite show?
Blaze loves Full House.
Where is he getting his Full House fix?
I think it's like maybe Nickelodeon or something is showing it currently.
Really?
And he DVRs it, and he loves it. He loves Full House.
Wow.
And as we watch Full House together, like we sometimes we'll sit and we'll take TV trays in the living room and watch Full House. It reminds me like how great all these sitcoms and stuff were in the 80s.
Yeah.
And how we don't have those things now, that I can't sit down really and watch a sitcom with the kids as
right.
much.
Like Small Wonder?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like the
great.
Wonderful Small
it's
Wonder.
Great. Yeah.
Full House, though. Premieres in 1987.
You know something about Full House?
What's that?
I'm going to bring a secret to you from the 90s. I used to watch Full House.
Yeah?
But I had to catch it somewhere in the middle. If I was watching TV and that show was coming on and that theme song came on...
What theme song? I know how it goes. Whatever happened to the...
Yeah.
The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. You miss your old familiar friends.
Yep.
Waiting just around the bend. That's it.
Standing tall.
No, that's not
it.
That's not it.
I want to work that
in. Okay, so you didn't like the theme song?
I don't know if it was the theme song, but if that show was starting, I said, I'm not watching this
show.
You're
ridiculous.
I hate this show.
You just became on Blaze's list.
I'm sorry, Blaze. That's what happened.
Yeah.
But if I caught it in the middle, I would say,
he's not
going to
be born
for
another
15
years, so it's okay. You got time to make up for it.
All right.
You got any other shows? You mentioned Turtles.
I did.
Turtles makes it, like, the right at the end of the year. I think it's, like, right towards the end of 87 that... miniseries.
It took the world by storm.
Yeah, that miniseries premieres.
By Strom.
And man, Turtles still going strong. I bought those Turtles figures back in our time. The kids each had those Nicktoons sets.
You didn't bring them with you, did you?
I didn't bring them today.
Oh, I hope not, because you would upset the space-time
no,
continuum.
No, they would be like, what are these Turtles? These look different than the other Turtles.
How did you get this articulation on here?
How did you get the Turtles when the show is just premiering? How'd you get these Turtles?
Where'd you find them?
Where'd you get these Turtles? I bought a set of those in present day. I brought them in here the other day. I said, you know what? These are too good. These Nicktoon Turtles. I'm buying a set of these. I bought a set of them.
We're at 22 minutes. Let's try and get it 25 minutes exactly.
25 minutes? No, we're not going to do that.
Yep, because
okay,
it's 25th episode.
All right, so let's go play some video games. Let's go play some video games before we go play with toys.
Video games.
You don't have anything written down, but I wrote these down.
I'll remember some things.
Dude, 87 is like a defining year.
For video games.
For video games. Listen to these games from 87.
Lay 'em on me, James.
Contra.
James from 2012.
Contra.
Contra is awesome.
Castlevania.
Okay.
These are, and a lot of these lead to like long-standing franchises that
are still
around now.
Yeah.
Contra, Castlevania, Metal Gear, Street Fighter, Mega Man, Legend of Zelda, Double Dragon.
Wow.
That was just some of the ones I picked out from 87. Dude, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
87 was going nuts. Even just like if these movies were just the only thing from 87, it'd be amazing. But you lump those TV shows, these video games, that.
The toys?
Man.
The toys.
The toys. We're going to get to the toys.
Oh, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
Video games, they said, Mike and James are probably going to visit in the DeLorean.
Yeah.
From 2012. And we better get some stuff going.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are they going to have to talk about?
There's going to be nothing to talk about. 87, we said this before we started the show.
Double Dragon is huge.
Double Dragon
is Street
awesome.
Fighter.
Street Fighter is still huge. We talked about this before the show, but it's crazy to think this one year could be such like a defining year. It's weird to say, but for the rest of our lives. Like all these things in here, like these movies that we quote and repeat and all these shows we watch that my kids are watching. These things that my kids are into now, like Ninja Turtles and all these things.
Death Wish 4.
All these movies. Death Wish 4 happened.
Your kids are into Death Wish 4 right now.
They're totally into Death Wish 4. I can't make them stop. Guys, stop watching Death Wish 4.
The Crackdown.
You're wearing out the VHS.
The Crackdown.
The Crackdown. You guys have cracked down enough. You got to stop cracking down so much. All right, so let's move on to the toys, because this...
Okay.
I didn't write down a ton of these, because there's so much. Let's begin on the dad news front.
Okay.
Just trying to stop your crunching?
Yeah.
I had to stop midway through my pretzel.
Well, it's so delicious, I can't stop doing it.
I'm going to eat it afterwards. Masters of the Universe ends. You know, we got the live-action film, but in 87, the vintage line, which was like one of the big powerhouse lines of the 80s, it finally has shown showing its legs, and it's, you know...
I like your legs.
It's seen its last days in 1987. You get some great figures towards the end. You get the movie figures. And
I got all those still.
You got Blade, Sarad, and Gwildor? You still have them?
No, I don't still have them. I got them
in
1987.
So you have them right now?
I have
younger
them,
version.
My younger version of me has them,
right now
in 1987,
that's
where we
sweet.
Are.
So.
Well, I never had Gwildor. I had Blade.
No, you missed out.
I just had a blade. I had Fisto.
You just said you had them all.
I had Fisto, though.
You said you had all the movies.
No,
ones.
I said I had those.
I'm going to re-listen to it.
I don't think I said all.
Those would imply plural. You said one movie guy.
You were correct on that. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong to say that, but I did liar. Have... I had Blade.
You know what you need to do is you need to buy yourself... Now, we're here in the past. Yeah. Buy yourself Sarad and Gwildor, so that way what you just did was not a lie.
That's what I need to do.
You need to do it.
And bring him back with me.
Do it.
To 2012.
Gotta go back in.
I had Fisto.
All right, let's talk about...
I had Fisto.
You had Fisto. He didn't come out in 87.
I had him, though.
What do you want to talk about?
I had Fisto before.
Okay. Hey, speaking of Big Lots.
Yeah.
Two toy lines that are out in 87.
Yeah.
I think I probably told this story before, but I don't care. Nobody listens to every episode.
No, they don't.
My mom would give us a little bit of money when we'd go in Big Lots, mm-hmm. and let us each buy... I'd buy my sister a Christmas gift. Christina would buy me a Christmas gift.
That's cool.
I bought her the Barbie, one of the Barbies from the Barbie line of 1987, Barbie and the Rockers. I bought her the Barbie from Barbie and the Rockers. She bought me a Sky Commanders.
Nice.
It's a good trade.
Sky Commanders was fun.
Good trade. Very cool. The Kenner people used to call it Tangletown.
Yep.
All the wires and things like that.
That's what I should call it.
I want to just throw those in there real quick. Well, another I like one it. I want to mention is Captain Power was out in 87.
Yep.
Remember that?
I do remember Captain Power.
Captain Power is supposedly making a comeback.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Gary Goddard, the guy who directed the 87 Masters of the Universe movie, was the creator of Captain Power.
Okay.
And they're supposedly trying to bring it back. Like, they've got this whole DVD set thing coming out.
Really?
And they're going to try and do, like, a new series. Yeah.
I'm surprised by
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I am too. I'm very surprised. So, Captain Power may be making a comeback. I had a couple Captain Power things with the VHS and all that stuff, but mm-hmm. it didn't work that well for me.
No. I don't remember ever having...
I had the ship. I had the white ship, and yeah. I can't remember what it was called now. And I had Captain Power.
The Power Mobile.
Yeah, and it came with a VHS.
Power so Plane.
Shoot at the TV, but yeah. it didn't work.
I had a Captain Power.
For me.
You know what happened?
What happened?
My mom used to work at a daycare, right?
Yeah.
So I was at this daycare. Mm-hmm. It was Christmas. Must have been that year.
Christmas of 87.
Christmas of 87.
Yeah.
And he's handing out gifts to all the kids, and I open my gift, and it's a Playmobil. It's not even Playmobil. It's a little people.
Mm.
It's a little people race car.
Ugh.
Not really that interested.
Ugh.
But I thought, you know, this is a gift. It's fine. Then I see some other boy opens a Captain Power figure. I was upset. Believe me, I was an upset young man. I went home. I was mad for days, if I remember. Mom, why didn't I get the Captain Power?
Just ask yourself. You're here.
Oh.
Are you still mad about that Captain Power you didn't
yeah.
get?
Heck
Rub
yeah.
it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, on yourself.
Heck yeah. Yeah, so right. anyway, that's my Captain Power. But I eventually got one.
I'm going to soften this up with some water.
There you go. I eventually got a Captain Power.
Hmm. Yep. All right.
It's kind of lame. It's kind of a lame idea.
I like Captain Power.
Yeah.
This didn't work that well. I like the figures.
His name is Captain Power.
Yeah?
Okay.
Whatever. Speaking of weird names, if you want to complain about things, Brave Star.
Yep.
1987.
That was awesome.
See? He's got a crazy name.
Well, it's Brave Stars.
Yeah. So?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I guess so. Meh.
The Pogo Ball. Remember that? Remember Pogo Ball?
Yeah, I do.
Pogo Ball, 87, dude.
So much work.
So much fun, though.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. But you can't hop for too long.
You take a rubber ball
yep.
and just put a disc around it.
Squeeze it into a disc.
And that's it. You got a Pogo Ball.
You got a
Pogo
Ball.
You jump around on that thing. I fell down a lot.
Yeah, you can't... It didn't add that much to your,
it
to
didn't.
Your vert, no.
No.
And you had to squeeze it. You had to hold onto it with your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It was tough.
It's tough to work a Pogo Ball.
It is tough.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should get Pogo Balls and hit sticks
yeah.
and try and jump and play hit sticks at the same time.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Bring back two of our favorites at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Get them to work.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. All right.
You got any other toys you want to talk about? I have two more lines.
Did Chuck Norris Karate Commandos come out in that year? Or was it 86?
I don't know if they came out in 87.
Well, let me tell you this. They were still out in 87 if they came out in 86.
I really don't want to talk about Chuck Norris
I had one.
Karate Commandos.
Oh,
you know how I feel about this.
Shoot.
You know what's happened?
Well, can we take the time machine back another year?
And go back and stop myself?
No, I want to go back and get some
Karate
Commandos.
Just follow me. You'll get all the ones you want. Because I'm not buying them. All right, Transformers had some pretty impressive things come out this year. Fort Max,
mm-hmm.
the giant city Transformer that's getting re-released, actually, next year. Headmasters and Target Masters, which I loved as a kid.
Which ones were those?
Headmasters and Target Masters were the Transformers that came with, like the Target Masters had a gun that transformed into a little guy. And the Headmasters had heads that you could pop off, and those transformed into little guys.
Yes.
Those were awesome.
Those are good ideas.
Loved Headmasters and Target Masters. Those are really cool. Unless you lost the head, Headmaster.
Then you're sunk.
Then you're screwed.
You got nothing.
Yeah, you got nothing to play with. You got a headless Transformer, and that's no fun at all.
Lame.
I'm going to end on the G.I. Joe figures.
Centurion's Power Extreme comes out this year.
Oh, does it?
I don't...
you can't back that up.
That might have been 86,
You can't back that up. I think it was 86.
I think it was 86.
For sure that was 86.
Check this out, though.
You're going back another year.
Also, the most devious of all Decepticons comes out, the Dinobots, in 1987.
Good one. Just a callback.
I'll have to tell everybody.
That's a callback to the Decepticon episode.
Yeah, I'm going to tell...
Change it while you're here.
I'm going to tell my younger self.
Yeah, tell yourself that they weren't Decepticons.
They're good guys.
They're good guys. You're going to change your whole life, dude.
I know.
You and I probably will have never met.
I'll look forward to this.
Yeah. A butterfly flaps its wings and you get rain. That's Chaos Theory.
Yeah.
Yep.
From Jurassic Park.
Yeah, from Jurassic Park. The Mike tells his younger self that they're Autobots.
That's good.
You guys are no longer friends.
That's good. That's good. As if our whole friendship is based on whether or not I think Dinobots are Decepticons.
It's led you to this point. Yeah. We're all back to the future.
Every mistake I've ever made is unlocked by that key piece of information.
Back when we get back to our time, I'm going to be doing action features with my childhood friends, Sean and Donnie Waters, the twins. Mike Beckett. Who's Mike Beckett?
Who's that dude? Who's this dude?
All right, I want to talk about some G.I. Joes. We already talked about G.I. Joe the movie, but man, there were some great G.I. Joes. The ones I stole, and then Falcon. Oh, Blaze, stealing is wrong.
Stole it, Falcon.
It's a terrible thing to do. I never want you to shoplift.
It's not funny.
It's not. It was funny that I mentioned it, but it was horrible, and it's bad, and you don't do it. Stealing is bad, kids. It's very, very bad. The guilt was not worth those toys. Falcon, Jinx, Outback, Tunnel Rat, the Cobra Law Team, Slaughter's Renegades, all those packs came out then.
Yeah.
And that was good stuff.
You know what?
It was a great year.
I think I only had that 3-pack from that movie.
That's all you had?
That's all I had. I mean, I had other Joes, but from the movie, that's all I had.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah, that's... I had Falcon. I had Falcon.
Stole it, Falcon.
I had the Cobra Law Team. I had Sergeant Slaughter. And I think I had Jinx. I think I had Jinx as well as a kid. But I didn't have Tunnel Rat. I really wanted Tunnel Rat really bad.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, man, great year.
Cut the macho, Tunnel Rat!
Did you see anything else we need to talk about while we're back here?
1987. Let's see. The Bengals won the Super Bowl that year.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know anything about football.
They did win one of those years. It might have been 89.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't think it was 89 because... I don't think it was 89 because I was at a different school.
It doesn't matter.
Who day?
1987, Mike and James from 2012.
Visit
their
younger selves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and effectively kill their own friendship by altering the past.
Right.
Yep.
We ruined the space-time continuum.
We've done it.
We did it after all.
Yep.
We did it,
guys.
Buddy.
We did it.
We did it.
Hey, guys, we did it.
But nobody's going to hear this because it'll be on an alternate timeline.
Yeah. All right. Well, are we done here?
Yeah.
In 87?
Let's get back in the DeLorean.
Oh, I wanted to mention this Bruce Willis thing. Let's get back in the DeLorean, though. Do I have to do this sound effect or kind of just...
No, you have to do it. We have to do it.
Turn my computer back on.
How else are we supposed to get back to 2012?
Boy.
If we don't get to 2012, we're sunk.
I feel really bad about that shoplifting thing.
I've got big plans happening.
I know Blaze is going to hear the episode. I'm going to catch flack for it.
No, you won't catch flack.
It was a terrible thing.
It was
I
a
did.
Bad thing. Lesson,
I felt horrible.
Lesson
about
learned.
It. Can never enjoy those figures.
Think about this.
What I did.
25 years of guilt you've been carrying around.
I've been carrying it around.
Yep. You also carried around 3 awesome figures.
I did. I did carry around 3 awesome figures. It's not worth it. I've been caught. My mom's going to hear this. My mom's probably going to get mad at me.
You're going to have to go back to that Big Lots and pay him back.
I should never mentioned this. What did I do?
We can get in the time machine.
I'm going to stop myself.
Go back and stop yourself.
I'm going to stop myself from doing that terrible thing. I can't get the computer even on.
What happened? You need to press the space bar.
There's no computers in 1987 like this.
Oh. The smallest computer we have is 20 by 20.
Speaking of
feet.
The video games?
Yeah.
I didn't get to play any of these games because I didn't have like an NES.
Yeah.
I had Commodore 64. That's what I had.
That's what you had.
I could play
And you cheated. And you cheated with your sister.
I cheated. No, that was Atari.
Oh, it was Atari?
I cheated on that.
Okay. You played it straight with the Commodore.
Yeah, I played it straight because I was too busy having guilt over Cobra Law.
Did you play the Oregon Trail?
Here we go. Yeah. No, I played that at school.
Yeah, me too. Oh, here we go.
We're heading back.
Buckle up, buddy.
I'm not playing the full minute.
Don't. I don't know if you should. Just play some of it.
Oh, now we're getting back.
Get to where I want to.
Oh,
yep. Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh,
we should have done the
Bill and Ted thing.
Bill and Ted thing.
Well, we just did it. All right. That was a great trip.
See how I turned down the volume there?
Yeah, it was good.
To pretend like it was fading out?
Yeah, but it was. Oh, I think it was fading on the video anyway.
Oh, look what's happening here in the present.
Here we are, back in 2012.
I forgot to mention one of the things I want to mention with the Bruce Willis. Did you see the Die Hard 5 trailer?
No.
Die Hard 5 trailer.
What?
Die Hard 5.
All right, we're going to watch it after we get off of here.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
A Good Day to Die Hard.
Yeah, I heard they were thinking about using that title. I don't think they should have.
That's what it is. It's A Good Day to Die Hard.
Ah!
And he's with his estranged son in the movie.
I was hoping they would not do that.
They are.
That was rumored.
It's like John McClane Jr., yeah.
That was rumored, and I thought, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do
that.
Golly.
See, I didn't even know this was happening until Nick sent me this text this morning with this picture from the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? He's like, it's the new Die Hard. Can you believe this? And I'm like, I didn't even hear about this. And then the trailer popped up today.
All right. I'll have to watch it.
You're going to have to watch it.
You know what else I tried to watch a trailer for, but it was buffering.
Buffering. We should have gotten rid of buffering.
You know what's
past.
Happening in 2012?
Buffering.
Buffering.
We would tell you, but we're too busy buffering.
We're going to tell you from... if you're still living in 87, it sucks in 2012. You're just buffering everything. Also, they're doing a Lone Ranger movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
As
the trailer
Lone Ranger.
Up, trailer's up for that.
Trailer's up.
You see that trailer?
Nope.
Yeah. Trailer's not actually that bad.
Not bad?
It's not that bad.
Is he joking?
No, he's Tonto. He's like serious Tonto.
Really?
Yeah, at least so far in this trailer.
If Johnny Depp could do this for me, he might be able to bring me back.
Yeah. Maybe he can. Maybe. There's something else I was going to tell you about. Oh. Man, there was a Blaze story and I forgot what it was. I'll have to remember that for the next show.
Was he walking away from something?
Probably. You know how he does.
I like
he's probably
going
to walk away from me once he hears this episode.
Yep.
He doesn't approve of shoplifting. I don't approve of it either.
Yep.
Anyway, we were watching, my wife and I know it's running late.
Yeah.
Real quick, dude.
Fine.
We watched this show, What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. It's like this. He handles like all those Real Housewives shows and things like that, but he's a funny guy. He gets cool guests. He's got Liam Neeson on.
Okay.
I think on the next episode. But it was pause when we got to it, and there was a guy on there, and he was kind of had his eyes squinted, and he was kind of looking. And I was like, man, that kind of looks like Marky Mark. And Bobby's like, no, it doesn't. It looks like French Stewart. Because of his eyes squinted.
Yeah.
And so we unpaused it, and it was Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
So I was really close. It's like, oh, it's Donnie. That's
you were
why
closer
like
than
Marky
she
Mark.
Was.
And she said, well, she's like, well, it's because he had his eyes squint. Everybody looks like French Stewart when they squint their eyes. And I said, well, everybody looks like French Stewart to us if we squint our eyes and look at him. So now we said that. It was like, man, everybody can look like French Stewart if you squint your eyes enough. Like, I'm looking at you right now.
You
squint
look,
your eyes.
Yeah, you look like
you
French Stewart.
You
kind
of look like French Stewart to me.
Yeah.
Everybody looks like French Stewart if you squint your eyes enough.
Man, he's not doing anything, is he?
He's not. Other than squinting his eyes.
Yeah.
He's doing that right now. All right, that was it. Let's go watch this trailer.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
You go ahead.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for listening for 25 episodes, those who have listened to all of it.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Stick around for 25 more, but there probably won't be 25 more.
Depends on your participation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
Or maybe not. We might just do them anyway.
Who cares about this show?
Not me. This has been Mike and James.
Yep.
With Action Features. Hey, Tim's pick for the Justice League thing was Prince as Batman. Yeah.
Tim?
Yeah, he's a relatively new listener.
Oh, I didn't see this.
No, I forgot to...
You didn't tell me... Prince?
I forgot to bring it up.
Oh, well, there we go.
He was joking.
Okay.
But isn't there a picture of Prince somewhere around in a Batman costume?
Well, Prince did the soundtrack for 89 Batman.
Yeah, I know he did the video.
And
I
for
think...
Bat Dance, he was half Batman right. and Joker, I think it was.
Right.
Yeah.
I think somebody was is... Yeah,
yeah,
he was.
I think it was, yeah.
I think he somebody photoshopped that picture, though.
Oh, sweet.
It's pretty funny.
That's cool.
Anyway, well, I meant to mention it when we did that episode. I'm sorry, right. James.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Get out. This episode has been brought to you by Mike's Disappointment, which is about to happen in about 5 seconds when we watch this trailer.